There's only a few minutes left. I'm only speaking because the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal is the one who was Miyasid the Kailal over here. And it was last year at around this time, a little before, that myself and Dovi Milstein had gone to the Rosh Hashiva. And I had asked him a while back, when I had moved into the neighborhood, if I should stay or if I should leave. And he looked at me and he said, "So it's the effin in a kailal, you should open a kailal." So I looked at him, that was a little strange, I was a young guy at the time. And I didn't do anything. Dovi Milstein came over to me and he says, "There's Shashiva's Gehaste, you have to open a kailal." So he made a meeting for me on Monday morning, and he said, "Come to the Rosh Hashiva." So I came to the Rosh Hashiva, just to show the haracha that the Rosh Hashiva had, what it meant to keep a neighborhood alive with Torah. There must have been 30 Bachrim talking to me after Shacharis. And he sees myself and Dovi Milstein standing there, and he looks at them, and says, "A chaba meeting with Tzvei Yunger Light." He turns to the two of us, and he says, "Ich geb de erste 500 dollar." I was astounded. I said, "Not so quick." So we sit down, and the Rashiva starts talking to us, and I started trying to get out of it this way and that way, and I said, "We don't have a minion." So he says, "Avada, but Yom Mishnayim, Rabbi Mishloisha, if you have three people, tonight you start the Kailah. Not tomorrow, not the next night, tonight." I said, "What's going to be with money?" So he told me another thing. And he sat down, he was in the middle of breakfast, and he was saying, "You know, we have to think of a name." So I said, "Whatever the Rosh Hashiva says, that's good." So Shiva thinks of this name, that name, finally comes up with the name Kailal Ashchuna. Like he needs my approval. He looks at me and he says, "Nu, was meint de?" I said, "It sounds great. It's Kailal everything." So he pulls out his checkbook and he starts writing a check to Kailal Ashchuna. Gives it to Dovi Milstein and he says, "Gayef in an account." So we were in business. So I'm only speaking b'tayrus that a yais that this kailal is nesiyaseid al pita Rosh Hashiva, and we try Bez Hashem to do the utmost to what his ratzin was. It's not my place to be maspid ish and sara tayru, and somebody who anything that we see is way, way beyond our, that we could even be typhus. I would only want to say one or two hageshim that I was nisragish, being a Talmud of Mir Yeshiva and never leaving the yeshiva from the beginning, out to Yeshiva Katana, Mesifta, Beis Medrash, Kailal, even now, sitting in front of Rosh Hashiva, second Seder for about Berach 15 years. Maybe I could say a thought, Hayais, it was about this time last week, where everybody didn't know what to do with themselves after the Besura Ra of the Rosh Hashiva's Estalkus. A week passes by, sometimes, you know, we easing up a little. I would like to just say a shtikl hagasha, as being a Talmud all the years in Yeshiva, of how I feel that the Rosh Hashiva formed my life, probably a lot of other Talmidim. If you want to say about the Rosh Hashiva, Zatzal, that he was a person of shittis, that wasn't so. The Rosh Hashiva had one focus, and that was Torah. We hear all the great midas, savlanis, anybody who was in yeshiva could be eyewitness news to the Rosh Hashiva's mayridika savlanis. His mayridika hasmada. His mayridika chesed. His mayridika ibigigabenkait to a younger man, a bacher. What I think is that all of this is not just a plain compassionate person. It's a rachmanis that's a tayridika rachmanis. It's a chesed that's a tayridika chesed. Because alts is gemontzich from the Torah. Everything is the Torah months. You can say over a mice or two that once as a bacher I went over to the Rosh Hashiva. Somebody asked me to go to him for a bracha for parnasa. So I was probably 18, and I sat down by him next to him in the Beis Medrash. And I said, "This is the situation." So Shiva looks at me. I didn't mean this. He says, "Vos da bracha? The mensch davs panosa, davs geld. Vos da bracha?" And he pulls out his checkbook, writes a $2,000 check, and says, "Give it to him." 3 weeks later, I'm standing by my shtender. I didn't say anything to him in between. Comes back to me, he says, "Nu vos mach de matziv?" I said, "I think it's the same idea." He says, "Here's another $2,000 check. Go give it to him." And it's kesedev, kesedev, kesedev maisis. It's only for one reason. Because the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal was an ish maisa. It was Torah mevi lidei maisa. There was no pitchifkis, there was no kunsim, there was no shtick, there was no nothing. There's a suffix to know what to do, go sit and learn. There's a suffix if you should go to this asifa, go sit and learn. There's a suffix if you should do this, go sit and learn. But the reshiva with the moiridika glatta cup, it wasn't just go sit and learn without a cheshbin. It was go sit and learn because this is what is meant from you. I remember once I was standing in the back of the base medrash, maybe a year and a half ago or so, I was speaking to him. And a bacher walked in a minute late, 4:01 it was. A younger bacher. So the Rosh Hashiva looks at me and looks at the bacher and he says, "You're late." So the bacher says, "It's only a minute, it's only a minute." So Shiva says, looks at me, "What am I supposed to say in such a thing?" Looks at me and he says, "Was it Zayn if Atzala came a minute late?" I said, "Could be the guy could die." So looks like the bacher. He says, "He had was gesagt." You hear what he's saying? He says, "Shteki heim chayenu. Was meint a minute? A minute is a minute of life. A minute of Torah is a minute of life. There's no such thing." Now, could I say that I'm going to be, that I am, but one thing I could say is, Be'ez Hashem and Baruch Hashem, that this Yisoid is something that has to be engraved in my mind and everybody else's mind. One other short nekuda is that I think, is that who wouldn't want to have the life that the Rosh Hashiva had, seeing the happiness that he always had. He always walked around with a zas simcha. Agam, like Rabbi Kapp said previously, said, we're talking about a person that the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, tried getting him about 6 times or so. And he would have been an Einus Gomor Bemis. The war, his first son Nebuch, his heart attack. Second son, Einikul, second heart attack, the Machla. Up until 2 weeks ago, the Roshiva was coming to Yeshiva, Shachris Mincha, Meirev, Shir, up until a few Chaburas on Thursday. Rabbi Yitzhak Laskin, Zalzai Gezun, said over that in the Rosh Hashiva's house, even though he couldn't come to Yeshiva first and second Seder, the Yeshiva Siddurim were by him so chaviv that he didn't appreciate it when people would just come and stare in the middle. What's the pshat that he was so tzeklapt azoi? Because Torah was the only thing he had. The Chavetz Chaim writes that why didn't the Sar Shel Esav start up with Avram and Yitzchak? Why did he wait till Esav, to Yaakov Avinu, to start up? Because Avada, Chesed, and Davening, Tefillah, is a gewaldige Zach. But that doesn't shter him. What shters him is the Torah that shters him. Memele Yaakov Avinu, he couldn't deal with. The Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, his ganze Leben, his whole life, and again, like I'm saying, it's way beyond our Tfisa, or my Tfisa at least, how deep and deep and deep and deep this is. All I know is one thing he told me, that I once asked him, I said, "What's pshat? I could sit and say in the yeshiva from 3 o'clock till 8 o'clock, if the Ma'ariv, sit and learn a whole time, and I walk outside the Beis Medrash, and it doesn't bother me so much to hear Shtikel Lashon Hara. Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah Tavlin." So he looked at me, I thought maybe, you know, the Rosh Yeshiva would get annoyed at me, get angry at me. Chas v'shalom, smiles. And mamish, with patience, he explained to me that what is pshat? It doesn't say Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah. It says Barasi Torah Tavlin. If a guy has a strep throat, and the doctor gives him a medicine, and he leaves it in the refrigerator, nothing's going to do for him. What's going to happen? He's going to blive sick. But if he takes the medicine and he internalizes it, and he takes it into himself, then he'll take a have a refuah. Tosas the Pshanim, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Tyra Tavlin, he told me. Is Memeil, it's no wonder why the Rosh Hashiva was who he was, with Allah Meilus and everything that he could accomplish. So Bezer Hashem, it should be Bila and Mavaz, and that's a Mocha Hashem Dimim, Yalkopanim, and Naima Amen.